You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, Maggie.
All right, so we're going to talk about fire for many reasons. The first is that it's fall, and so it's bonfire season, and we get to make s'mores and sit around a fire and tell stories and sing songs and be cozy, and that's super fun. And coincidentally, our story this week also includes fire. So, my question for you today, if you could have a bonfire chat with any Bible character, who would it be and why?
This is such a fun question.
I know.
This is such a fun question. Okay. So So my favorite story in the Bible is Moses splitting the Red Sea. And so I think I'd want to talk to Moses and just like know what that was like. What did it look like? Like, were there fish like by your face? Like, you know, like what did it look like? And also like I relate to Moses because he was kind of like fearful and doubtful in himself as a leader. And so just to ask him questions about like what that was like to lead all of those people. And I think it'd be really an interesting conversation. And maybe like another one could be Mary, Jesus's mom. Cause then I could say, Mary, did you know that you're a baby?
That's true. You could.
And I bet
she would have never heard that before. I love it. Okay. So how about we do this? We have a bonfire together and you invite Moses and I'm going to invite Moses's father-in-law, Jethro, because he is like my favorite, like sort of background character in the Bible. Yes. Because he's the one who gives Moses that great advice about bringing in sort of leaders underneath him to lead the people so that Moses is only having to deal with the like biggest issues of the Israelites.
Right.
And he's also super, I mean, the way it's written in the Bible, it says something to the effect of what you're doing is not good. So I just sort of love the just like bluntness of his assessment of the situation. And it also like, I feel like I'm reading things into the Bible. So take this with a grain of salt, but it seems like they have a really good relationship. So I wonder if they would have some funny stories to tell. And I think that's an important aspect of a bonfire is to have like some good storytelling. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that those two together could really have some good campfire stories.
I love that. So
and
fun.
I think Jethro would just have some really good advice too, which I'll always take some wise advice.
Me too.
All right. So we're going to have a really great campfire. I wonder if they're into s'mores. That would probably be way too much sugar for them.
After all that manna and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That they would not be ready for our processed foods. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 13, Session 3, Elijah Confronted Ahab, which focuses on 1 Kings chapters 18 and 19. King Solomon and King Rehoboam's unfaithfulness to God led to a divided kingdom. The northern kingdom was called Israel and the southern kingdom was called Judah. Last week, we learned that the kings of Israel did evil in God's sight and led God's people to worship idols. Throughout all this, God never left his people. This week, we'll see how God answered the prophet Elijah's prayers and proved that he alone is the true God. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's God showed he is the one true God. And for kids, it's God proved he is the one true God by answering Elijah's prayers. So now let's move into the part of the episode where we talk about areas or activities that need a little extra prep or attention. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Yes. So we have several preschool tips this week. So we're going to start, first of all, with our babies and toddlers leader guide. We have two tips this week for our toddlers. And so for the first activity, it is called Explore Water. And so something you could do here is you could use paper cups with holes punched out and use that as an optional rainmaker. This would also be a really fun take-home craft for toddlers to talk about the Bible story with their families. Another activity is called Play with a sheet. And so this is like a parachute activity that you would do with toddlers. So just be mindful during this activity to keep it fun, keep it light, because you will be saying words like fire and earthquake. And so just have fun with the kids playing out this activity with the sheet. For younger preschoolers this week, there's an activity called Examine Rocks. And so as preschoolers pass out the rocks to examine, just make sure that they are larger rocks and that they're not too small, because rocks like to end up in mouths and ears and noses. And so just make sure you keep a close eye on them as they're looking at those rocks. And then lastly, for our older preschoolers, there is an activity called Play Out Camping. And so a really fun element that you could add is to tape orange, yellow, and red crepe paper streamers to a box fan to make a pretend fire.
Oh, that's very fun. I also wonder if you could do, you know how they have those like little desk fans that are round and you can like tilt them a lot? I wonder if you could get one of those and do the streamers on it, and if it would be strong enough to blow them up so that it's sort of like a fire on the ground.
I think that would absolutely work.
That could be fun. Lots of fire
great
options.
Idea.
All
pretend
right.
Fire.
And, pretend yes, fire. Pretend fire. In younger kids, there is an activity called Build It. And this activity, as written, calls for 20 boxes of tissues. So these can be full boxes that are borrowed and returned, or you could choose other boxes that you have access to, as long as they're a similar size and shape. And Suzanne, you could even use those preschool like cardboard blocks, right? That are like in the primary colors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that could be a good option. Younger kids also has an activity called Fiery Paintings, and pipettes can be purchased online inexpensively in quantity, but ordering will need to be done in time for them to arrive. These are also reusable, so you can use them in the future. And this pipette is also going to be called for in Unit 14, Session 1 and Unit 15, Session 2. So lots of opportunities for use in this volume. In older kids, there's an activity called Flames from Heaven, and use tape instead of glue to attach the crepe paper streamers. And then there's also an activity called Edible Altar, and make sure you post an allergy alert poster with the foods being used for that activity. In Kids Worship, there is a group demo, and it's that classic baking soda and vinegar experiment.
So good.
It's so, right. It's just like, it's
classic.
It's a great one every time. So you can scale the ingredients depending on how big or how small you want the reaction to be. So if you want a big reaction and you want to do that outside, go for it. And if you want it to be smaller, just obviously use less of those ingredients. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what we are excited for, or what stands out to us in this session. And I love that our text this week begins with the story of the Lord's fire falling on the altar, and it ends with the Lord speaking to Elijah in a soft whisper. We get to see so many facets of who God is in this story. And I think that's a really cool and important truth for kids to understand. You know, sometimes God speaks to us through the power and amazement. And sometimes he speaks to us in the quiet, and we need to be ready and listening for both.
That's so good. And, you know, kids are really going to love the story this week. I mean, you have the vinegar and baking soda experiment. You have pretend fire. It's just going to be a really exciting story. And really, it's one of my favorites, too. And it could be because, you know, the contest aspect. I also like that Elijah kind of pokes fun at Baal. It's kind of a funny part of the story to me. But the thing that's always stood out to this story for me is Elijah asking a lot of water to be poured on the altar. And so I think that it makes the fire coming down even more like, wow. Like, look what is happening, because it burnt the bull, it burnt all the rocks and the water too. And so I think this kind of amazing power truly shows that God is the only one that is worthy of all of our worship.
I love that you pointed out the water. I think that that's a really, really important part to emphasize with the kids as we're teaching this session this week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.